Mayor Rudy Giuliani, welcome back to Brandon House Live. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
I've started my stopwatch because I'm told you only have 10 minutes, and so we're going to hold you to it. I've got my stopwatch rolling so you can keep your schedule tonight. Where are you tonight, sir? I know it's a rhetorical question. I know where you're at, but tell our audience where you're at, please.
Ohio, and I've been here for several days now, 2 days, visiting with the people, visiting with the mayor, talking over what's going on, trying to get a good sense of why this was ignored so horribly by Biden and Buttigieg, and also why these people have been ignored. I mean, this is a terrible, terrible tragedy that's happened here, an accident. But of course, we have that happen in America, and we always come together. The president is there, the cabinet secretaries are there, the governor, in this case, all three of them were kind of almost AWOL.
Wow. Now, there's a video of you going viral tonight. I don't know if you know that or not, with a lady who's rightfully quite emotional, and you're consoling her and trying to lift her spirits because right there in her yard, she's with you.
Is that right? There she is.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, your video, the two of you, is going viral tonight. Tell us about what was going on in that backyard.
Well, I mean, she can tell you. Go ahead.
There's disturbing. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's in the backyard. We don't know what they're testing for, what they're not testing for. Nobody's giving us any answers. So I got myself an independent person to come out and test the waters. His name's Scott Smith. And he did his own testing because there's only two labs that actually do it in the entire United States. And they're not being tested for the dioxins and what's we believe might actually be in there that's harming all of the citizens that are here. And it's just terrible.
Wow. How are you feeling, both of you? How do you feel? I mean, you've been there the longest. How far are you, ma'am, from the site where the train derailed? How far are you from it?
Maybe a football field away.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was in my backyard.
And you're still living there?
Well, half the time. I come here and people send donations of like water and stuff, and I try to get to the citizens who can't.
When
get
I
out.
First saw her, I named a water girl.
Wow.
You pull up to her front door, you see a large
at least 20.
Entrance way, and you see 20 or 30 boxes of water that she's given out to people. She's a really fine.
They were donations from the other American citizens, like
wow.
Donations.
Very typical of the people here. She's very, very typical of the people in this community, which is why they're going to get through.
How long have you been there, Mayor?
I've been here for 2 days.
Okay, how do you feel after being there 2 days? How do you feel?
I feel fine.
You're not having like sore throat, any burning, nasal problem, headaches?
No, sir, not yet. I haven't felt anything yet. I'll let you know if I do. I've been kind of watching it, you know. Because
we had Senator Doug Mastriano on last night, who's held a committee hearing today as a state senator. He held a committee hearing today on this. I heard there's some shocking stuff that came out of that, but he was on with us. I think it was last night. He said after he spent some time there, he had a serious migraine and other issues. It took a few days to clear up.
He was here for a longer period, and he was here earlier. So, I mean, and right now I can't tell you that I do. So I feel pretty good. If it changes, I sure as hell be the first one to yell about it.
Are you hearing anything from the citizens you're visiting with, Mayor, about their health having changed since this?
Visiting with the mayor. The mayor has done a fine job for it. I mean, let's face it. The man is a part-time mayor, and he's dealing with an earth-shattering kind of problem that there is no easy answer to. And he's not getting the help. I mean, I've never heard of the federal government turning down FEMA, and Biden did it twice. You know, people this morning when I was having breakfast came up to me, several of them, and wanted to know why Biden hated them.
Wow.
I thought it was a strange question. I said, I don't know if he hates you.
Illegal immigrants are treated better than us.
Yeah, well, that's one of the points that they made. They said, he must really hate us. To ignore us this way and go all the way to Ukraine. He kind of wants to avoid us and go to Ukraine. Well, I think it's a little more complicated than that, but the reality is that they've been treated horribly, and that's got to stop.
Have they?
I think President Trump coming here helped to focus attention properly.
Were you there,
that's
Mayor?
That's the only train we want coming through East Palestine is the Trump train.
So you were there. You were there, Mayor, when President Trump was there.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
You were there when President Trump was there.
Yes, and okay. It had a very big effect on morale, which, you know, in an emergency is very important. It should not be minimized.
Well, you know that from being mayor of New York.
Feelings are very, very important. Optimism can cure diseases. When you lose optimism, the opposite happens.
You know the importance of bulking people up after a major crisis because you used your position as mayor to do that in New York, didn't you?
I wasn't able to get that. Did you hear?
You used your position.
No crises as former mayor of New York.
I mean, I've been through many, many, many of them, including
9/11.
Much smaller scale train derailments. Our subway trains, unfortunately, fall into that category occasionally. But this is really made worse by all of the lack of attention and all of the failure to be transparent. I think a lot more attention and a lot more transparency, and this would have gone much, much smoother. So let's hope that happens.
Mayor, are they rebuilding the track where that train derailed? Are they already rebuilding the track?
Are they rebuilding the tracks? We don't know.
I don't know yet. I imagine they will. I think they're sending trains through. People were complaining that they were sending trains through right away. Mm-hmm. I do remember hearing that. Now, don't take that literally, because I could be wrong, but I do seem to recall that some time back.
The reason I bring that up, Mayor, is because we had some chemists and experts that were saying on the air that they should be digging the soil out, putting it in special containers, and removing it to a safe facility, not opening the track immediately.
They need to be digging and preserving the soil for testing, I think.
Well,
I think that's true. I mean, they've got to go a lot further than what they're doing. I just had her expert on, and Scott Smith, who said that a lot of the problems here is that the kind of testing they're doing is very, very surface testing. In other words, just taking some of the water and not taking the elements as well. The point that he was making is if you don't look for something, you're not going to find it. So wow. The people doing the testing are the people who are going to be held liable if there's something wrong. There's something wrong with that.
Yes.
And I think we'll have more to say about that later.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to both of you. Thank you for being
thank
with us,
Mayor. Thank
you
very much. And thank you for giving it attention. God bless you.
Thank you.
You do a great job, by the way.
You're very kind. Thank you to both of you. And thank you, Mayor, for going there and being there. We appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Mayor, where can people hear your podcast and show?
Your show. Twitter account, Rudy Giuliani.
RudyGiulianiCS.com.
All right. Thank you, Mayor.
On social media.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Awesome. Wow. That is really great of him to go there and to lift those people's spirits and to bring attention to this. And you notice him thanking us for bringing attention to it, right? Because...
And letting him say what he just said, which is, you got the people testing the air and the water and the soil who apparently are going to be the ones liable, right? So is that the fox guarding the hen house? Well, we'll keep tracking this story. We're not going to let it go. You know, a lot of stories, that's what happens. They go away and another news cycle comes on and they change to a new topic. What's going on? Huh? Why not? All right, my mic's not working, they tell me. So they're going to give me a new one. How can they hear me then? All right, so we got a mic that's not working. How long has it not been working?
Just happened.
Okay, is that why the mayor was having a hard time hearing me?
No, it just happened.
No, it just happened?
Does it work now?
Does it work now, guys?
Try it.
Testing?
Yeah, it works.
All right.
Working now, I guess. Well, sorry about that, folks. But we're not going to let that story die. We're going to stay on it, and we're going to keep covering it. All right.